Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't know if you can remember back to Lent, but during the season of Lent, we took we had a campaign to raise money for the ELCA World Hunger Well Program. And I think we shocked ourselves about how much we actually gave. I remember sitting down and talking about what we would have as a goal. And you know, I thought if we could raise $1,000, that would be wonderful. And maybe, just maybe, we could shoot for being able to afford one well. The first week, we raised enough funds to buy a well. We were $170 short, and someone threw the $170 in, and the first week, we bought a well. And at the end of the campaign, we had enough funds not just to purchase one well, but two wells. You know, my personal goal was a fifth of a well. 40% of a well. And we purchased two wells. You know, no one person in the congregation did it themselves. You know, none of us could go and just give a donation and, you know, and be able to pay for a well. But, you know, all of us working together and responding to God's grace, we did an amazing thing here. We raised over $5,000 and paid for two wells. Just think about it. There are now two communities where there is no longer that long walk to get water. In the developing world, it's not uncommon for someone to have to walk 2 miles with an empty bucket and then 2 miles back with a full bucket, a chore that happens every single day. But because of your faith and your generosity, your response to God's grace, that long walk and carrying those pails of water are a thing of the past for two communities. No one person did it by themselves. We did it together as a community of faith. And I must say, it was more than a little humbling to be part of a community which responded so generously. And then the hurricanes hit, and I thought, the right thing is to do is to put out an offering for the hurricanes. But we had already purchased two wells. I didn't know what type of response we would get for disaster relief for the hurricanes. And once again, you came back very generously. It's humbling to be in a community that responds so generously to people in need. But Jesus warns that when you're trying to do good, make sure you don't have a performance of it. He says, and we saw it up there on the screen, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. You know, I must say that, at least for me, I have a way of misusing that phrase. Usually, I use that phrase when I walk into a place and it's total chaos and no one seems to know what's going on and I keep getting contradictory information and I shake my head and I say, you know, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. But that's not how Jesus meant it. He means that your giving, Your response to God's grace is between you and God. It is not something to be bragged about. It's like this story that we get later on in the Gospel of Luke about the woman with the two copper coins. Jesus is in the temple watching people that gave their offerings to the temple, and there are several people that come in and they're very wealthy and they give great big gifts to the temple. They do it ostentatiously. Everyone sees the size of the gift that they're giving, and the crowds ooh and ah about the gifts that they're giving. Then Jesus sees a poor woman who comes to the offering box and drops in two copper coins. It's really a very small gift. A copper coin was as small as you can get as far as currency back then, and it's just worth maybe in today's money, you know, less than a dollar. And the woman walks away quietly, and no one in the crowds have noticed her gift. They're all impressed with what the wealthy people gave. She and her gift are kind of invisible. But Jesus has noticed. This woman was incredibly poor. She had given the last two copper pennies out of her pocket. That's all that she had. And Jesus points to her and says, that was an incredible gift on her account. And she didn't say, look at me, I'm giving the rest of my money. She just came up and she gave her gift and she walked away. She gave her incredible gift. It was much more generous than the gifts that the wealthy people gave because it was gifts they could very easily afford. But the only people who knew about her gift was herself and Jesus. That's what the phrase, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. When you give your gifts, make it between you and God. Because when you make your gifts, Jesus wants it to be about you and him. The worst thing that we can do is make a show of things of what we are doing. Your actions might be a good show, and other people might be impressed, but God is not. When you do something from someone else, when you give your gifts back to God, whether it's an offering or snow shoveling. You know, do it in a way that doesn't call attention to yourselves. And Jesus begins this phrase with, be careful. You know, most of the time when we use that term, be careful, it's because there's a good chance that someone could get hurt. When I told my kids to be careful around the stove, because I knew that they could get themselves in trouble around a hot burner. Jesus gives us this warning about giving ostentatiously because he cares for our hearts. He knows that if we seek credit for the good things that we do, our actions themselves become a performance. And then our relationship with God suffers. If we start thinking it's all about us and it's all about the things that we do, we miss out on God's amazing benefits of being and doing good. Yes, perhaps we might get credit from others, but we miss out on something when we point to ourselves instead of humbly giving our gift back to God. Jesus also links giving to the poor with spending time with God. If we truly want to be generous, we have to experience life more fully. We have to experience God's love for us more fully, which means that we need to be a people who spend time with God in prayer. We need to have secret places where God can speak to our hearts. No one gives amazing gifts just because there's a need. People give good gifts because God has touched their hearts. We always need to begin with reflecting on what we've been given, not what we can afford. You know, we start by reflecting on the gifts of home and friends and family. We reflect on the gift of creation. We reflect on the gift of life. We reflect on the gift of Jesus and the new life that he brings. Notice I didn't say we reflect on our stuff. You know, that's not the important gifts that God gives us. And only after we reflect on God's gracious gifts is then that we think about how much we need to give back to him. And as we go through this program, one of the things that we ask you to do prayerfully is consider pledging. In some ways, that sounds like it flies in the face of that thing about don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, but not really. Pledging is a spiritual discipline. It's a way to take seriously your commitment to give back to God. When my wife and I sit down and we think about our offering for the year, we make a commitment to ourselves and we put it in writing and we give it to the church. This way, our commitment is not about, doesn't go by the way of New Year's resolutions, such as a commitment to go to the gym or lose weight. You know, we consider pledging about our relationship with God and making those gifts that we give to God both generous and regular. It's all about God and us. And then we make our gifts to the God as just as important as the car payment or the mortgage. And one of the ways to do that is to put it down in writing. Pledging is making a commitment to ourselves and our God how much we're going to give back. So pledging is a spiritual discipline. It's being able to say to ourselves, this is what we're going to do for the coming year. And then we share our commitment with the church. Really, is it the treasurer that sees those? Or is it Chris? I think it's Chris. We share it with the church, and actually we share it with one person. And that one person can do some calculations so that the church would have an idea of what they're going to have in the coming year. Also, by giving it to the church, it's a way that we can keep ourselves accountable. That's what pledging is all about. It is the spiritual discipline of making a regular commitment to give back to God a portion of the gifts that he's given us, and making it a real commitment by writing it down and sharing that number with the church. Really sharing that person with one person to help the church make its plans for the coming year. You know, I know in all congregations, pledging is down. Less and less people pledge. But I see pledging as a way of a spiritual discipline for me that I can keep my giving on track and my giving on focus. And that also the church can have an idea for what they might be able to expect in the coming year. So Jesus says, you know, let your left hand, right, don't let your right hand know, left hand know what your right hand is doing. Make your commitments to yourself as a family. Make it a commitment that will stick and do it in writing. And then as a gift to the church, give it to the church so, you know, we might know what's coming in for the coming year. Peace be with you all.